Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding him in Noches Daf Memhe. The Gemara in Amudala brings the Psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. And the Gemara brings that the Pasuk says that in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there will be a parbin bakar that will be lechatos. From the Pasuk of Echiteso Es HaMikdosh. So how's the Gemara in the power of Rosh Chodesh is a oil and not a chatos? Says the Gemara, Milui mikrivu bimei Ezra kederech shikrivu bimei Moshe. The same way in the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, there was korbanos miluim, and there was a par lechatos. So also, in the time of Ezra, when they built Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they did miluim, and they brought par lechatos. Now, Sefer Yecheskel, Pipshat, is not talking about the time of Ezra. It's talking about Beis Hashlishi. The Bais will be built Losid Lovoi. So the Shita Mekubeta says, when it means the Miluim Mekiru Bein Ezra, Lav Dafka. Because these Korbanos are talking about Binyan Osid. But if you use Zoichim, there will be Makrivit Bein Ezra. What does the Shita Mekubeta mean? What do you mean if there was Zoichim? So it says not Bein Ezra. So why does it say Bein Ezra? But seemingly the Shita Mekubeta is Miramez to the Yisoid Godo the Ramchal teaches us in the Sefer Mishkoni Elyon in the Agdoma. The Gemara in a few places tells us, Gemara in Soit Tav Lamed Vav, Gemara in Brachas, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Ruim Yisrael Asoslem Neis Bebiya Shnio Ke Bebiya Rishonel Shagor Machet. Meaning when Am Yisrael came in the time of Ezra, they should have had the same miracles that were in the Tzias Mitzrayim. But they lost out. Gor Machet, there's a discussion, what is Gor Machet? Mashon Yuma says that because not everybody came with Ezra, so they lost out. So Ramchal tells us, we know that Beis Hamikdash Shemalo Mechuvin can be Beis Shemato. You have a Beis Hamikdash down here, you have a Beis Hamikdash up there. Up there in Shemaim, there's only two Batei Mikdash. There's a Beis Hamikdash Rishon, and there's Beis Hamikdash Achron. Only two. And when they came back at the time of Ezra, Beis Hamikdash Achron was built up there in Shemaim. And this is the Beis Hamikdash that Yecheskel HaNovi is misnabe. When Yecheskel HaNovi is describing Beis Hamikdash, it's not something that will be built in the future. It was already there, up there in Shemaim. And if Am Yisrael was Zoyche, that will be built in the time of Ezra. The Beis Hamikdash HaAchron will be built. But because they were not Zoyche, so they had a Beis Hamikdash HaSheni, which was a little bit similar to the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, a little bit Beis Hamikdash HaAchron, but it wasn't a full Beis Hamikdash. And because it wasn't a full Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have the same Ashuras Hashchino, you didn't have the Nisim, because Beis Hamikdash Shemato wasn't mechuvin fully to Beis Hamikdash Shemalo. Beis Hamikdash Shemalo is Beis Hamikdash Achron. So according to this, it's mamash nifla meoid. So the psukim of Yecheskel are talking about the Miluim. It says, in Yimei Ezra, says the Shita Kobet says it was right to be Ezra, because it was supposed to be, there would be the Nevuah of Yecheskel should have been Yimei Ezra. But they were not Zoichet to full Beis Hamikdash, so they're only going to be Losid Lavoi. That's why it says Yimei Ezra, but it really refers to Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. And we mentioned this year in the past, in the Gemara, in the Lashonis, we never have a Lashon Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. We always have the Lashon of Beis HaAchron. Because really there's only two Batev. There's Beis HaRishon and Beis HaAchron, and there's a temporary Beis in between, which is a Beis HaSheni. We just end with an unbelievable Malbim. The Malbim in Yecheskel Perek Memhei Pasuk Yud Zayin. Speaking about our Gemara, the Gemara says that Losid Lavoi there will be Miluim when they build Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi based on the Shita Mekubetzes. So when he goes through the Psukim there in Yecheskel, he proves that it's mentioned there the Karbonis of Pesach and the Karbonis of Sukkis. Why is that so? Says the Malbim, because the time of the Miluim of Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi will start in Pesach and end in Sukkis. Explains why he does a cheshbon. He says, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Miluim were 7 days. The time of Shlomo HaMelech, there were 14 days. And the time of Ezra, the days that they celebrated the Binyan by Sheni, was 21 days. So it comes out that each one is adding 7 days on the previous one. So Yimei Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi should have at least 28 days of celebration. But because at the end of the day, we don't have anymore the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, HaSheni, and the time of Moshe, so when we come to the Nachlo, to the end, to the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, we should bring back all the celebrations, all the previous Batei Mikdash. So you should do the 7, the 14, the 21, and the 28 all together, turn out to be 70 days. Now, Tal Moshe Rabbeinu, after they did the Miluim, the Shiva Yimei Miluim, started the 12 days of Yimei HaNesim. The Nesim brought a carbon each day. And based on the Cheshbon before, so the time of Shlomo HaMelech should have been double, should have been 24 days. And the time of Ezra should have been 36 days. And the Hasid Lava should be 48 days. And even though it was not done in the time of Shlomo and Ezra, it's still right to do it. And the same thing with the Gabbai Miluim, you want to do all of them when you build Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So add 12 and 24 and 36 and 48. Sach HaKol, you have 120 days. Together with the 70 days he mentioned before is 190 days. And the similar dover is Kates HaYomin. Kates is 190. So he says, when you count the days from Erev Pesach until Shmini Atzeres, it's exactly 190 days. A gevaldik cheshbon of the Malbim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.